Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, Sanhedrin 70. Today's Daf Yomi, we have a Mishnah on Ayin Amud Aleph, which tells us that the rebellious child, which we have been discussing, who is called the Ben Soreru Moreh, he's only going to be held responsible and to be able to be found guilty once he eats a Tartimar Basar, which is, according to the Talmud, a half a portion of meat, V'yishte Chatzilug Yayin Italki, and drinks a half lug of Italian wine. And whereas Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion he has to eat a full portion of meat and drink an entire lug of wine. So since the Talmud is discussing the Ben Soreru Moreh, the fact that they drink wine, the Talmud then tells us the dangers of wine, and Talmud goes into an extended discussion of just how dangerous wine is. And since it's talking about how dangerous wine is, it cites verses from the Bible, and of course it talks about Noach, who is the first one who sinned with wine, or we think Noach is the first one who sinned with wine, but the Talmud tells us that's not necessarily the case, because there's a verse from Genesis chapter 9 verse 20, and the verse from Genesis 9:20 states, Vayachal Noach ish adama vayitakerem, and Noach, the man of the field, debased himself and he planted a vineyard. And the Gemara clarifies, why is Noach called Ish Ha'adama? So the Gemara is going to connect this to Adam, that Noach's actions are really derivative of Adam's actions. So what happened with Adam? So says Rav Ukva, and some say it was Mar Ukva, and some say it was Rabbi Zakkai. He says, Amar lo kodesh baruch hu Noach, that Hashem himself said to Noach, Noach, lo ayalacha lomod mi Adam harisho. Noach, you should not have learned from Adam. Because Adam was created from earth, and what caused Adam to die? Shelo garm lo el yayin. The thing that caused Adam to die and the thing that caused Adam to sin was wine itself. And so therefore we're seeing from here that this is the reason why it calls Noach vayachal Noach ish adama, because Noach learned from Adam, and Adam sinned with wine, and just like Adam sinned with wine, so too you, Noach, have sinned with wine. How did Adam sin with wine? So the Gemara is going to now bring three positions about what exactly was the tree of knowledge that Adam and Eve ate from. It must be that one of the positions is going to explain the Gemara. One of those positions was that the tree was a vine. And therefore the Gemara says, Kimanda Amar, this opinion that says that Adam sinned with wine, that was because he had such a desire to drink the wine of the vine that was coming from the grapes. Also, Ilan Sha'achal Mimenu Adam Arishon Gefen Haya. This tree which Adam ate from was the vine, and that is what caused Adam to sin. He drank from the grape that was, he pressed it into wine and he drank from it. And indeed, Rabbi Meir says, "Oso ilon shachal Adam arishon mimenu gefenaya." The tree that Adam ate from, the source of all sin, the reason why people die in this world, is because of the grapevine. As the Talmud explains, "Einu chadavar shemevi yilala Adam elayayin." There is nothing which brings cries to more people in the world than wine, and wine is the source of more pain in the world than anything else. That is the first approach of what did Adam and Eve eat from. What was their tree that caused them to sin? That was the grapevine. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was not a grapevine. What was the source of sin? What was the first tree that we ate from which caused us to sin? It was chitahaya. It was wheat. And why does he have the assumption that it was wheat? Because he says a child is not able to say father and mother until they're at the ability to taste grain. And so since this tree was the one that was promised to be knowledge, and since the wheat tree is associated with knowledge, with when a child can first say father and mother, therefore this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that the tree that Adam and Eve from was the grain tree, was wheat. Of course, we have a problem that's not really a tree. It's a stalk. Why do we call it a tree? So there are different opinions. One opinion in the Midrash of Rabbi Zeira is that actually in the time of the Garden of Eden, it was actually a tree. But most likely, it just is association with a tree. It doesn't mean it's a real tree. It means something that comes from the ground. And now we see a third opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia's opinion was that it actually was a te'ena haya. The tree that Adam and Eve ate from was a fig tree. And how do we know that it was a fig tree? So it explains Rami Nechemia, because badavar shakilkulu bo niskinu, in the matter in which they sinned, that's the matter in which they were repaired. Meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tremendous miracle that the way in which we sin is the way in which Hashem allows us to be repaired from our sin. As it states in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, and this, that means to say that they took the fig leaves and they put the fig leaves upon themselves, they sewed them together and made them like garments. And this is the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Rashi considers to be neis b'toch neis, a double miracle. It was a miracle that aside from the fact that God allowed us to be healed, God does not only allow us to be healed to begin with, but God allows us to be healed in the manner in which we sinned. That is the tremendous miracle. And indeed, we have a similar story to this in Erevin 18b, that Rabbi Meir taught, Adam was such a pious and great man, and when he saw that God had decreed upon him death, what did he do? Adam went and sat and fast for 130 years. And so when he sat and fast for 130 years, he separated from his wife, and he was fasting all this time. And as a result of this, welts like the size of figs grew on his body. And so therefore, Adam's body began to resemble a fig, and that he had these welts on his body. And that's how he was able to atone for his sin. So we see from here that the chesed, the kindness, the tremendous kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Hashem allows us to sin, it allows us to repent in the same manner in which we sinned, and that way we're able to overcome our sin.